the first day of the Kartik month, Kartik Maina, which is a very special month for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. In Bhagavad Gita, the 10th chapter, Vibhuti Yoga chapter, Krishna explains as Margashirshoham, among months of the year, I am November and December. Margashirsha, Sanskrit, Margashirsha. So, the Acharyas explain that always the Shakti comes before the Shakti month. So always, first there's Sita, then there's Ram, first there's Lakshmi, then there's Narayan, first there's Radha, then there's Krishna, then Shakti, then Shakti Maharaj. So if Krishna's month is November and December, then the month before November and December is October and November. That must be the month of Srimati Radharani. The Kartik month indeed is the month of Srimati Radharani, as we will see when we read our Radha Sahasranam, if you have. And you'll see there in verse number 65, Indra Nila Mani Nyasta Padda Padma Shubha Shuti Kashiki Pranama Sita Amavasya Vayapaha Indra Nila Mani Nyasta Para Padma Shubha Shuti. Radhika's lotus feet are beautiful with blue sapphire ornaments. In other words, Radharani's lotus feet on her toes, she has rings on her toes and a blue sapphire because she's shy, Radheshwari. So sometimes when she comes before Krishna, she looks down at her toes out of shyness, but she doesn't like to look directly at Krishna. Looking directly means very affectionate. Like you see in Vrindavan. I gave you that article, Real Attraction of Krishna, 2 pages. Did you read that? What do you think? It was just some conversation. At any rate, I like that, and you remember in that article, there's like some girls at a distance, and a boy's walking the opposite way, and she looks, and she sees, oh, there's a boy in the distance. And she's young. So naturally, the mind of a young girl is attracted to a young boy, and the mind of a young boy is attracted to a young girl. Oh, there's a boy, and then she looks from 100 or 200 meters. But as she walks closer, she thinks, oh, actually, you know, I was trained to look at the ground. I'm not supposed to make eye-to-eye contact. I have to look at the ground, because it becomes dangerous. So the boy looks at me, maybe captures me, you know. Cupid will shoot arrows at us, and I'll get attracted. So then just when they get nearby, then she looks at the ground. So Radharani has this training, upbringing, by Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtidas, her mother and father, that you should never look, you know, what to speak of nowadays, and that was 5,000 years ago, how chaste and how innocent and how shy girls were trained. So when she becomes Lord Krishna, she looks down. But when she looks down at her toes have these blue, these Indranila. Indranila means sapphire. Indranila mani nyasta. Indranila mani means sapphire. Blue sapphire. And so when she looks down at her toes, she sees these blue sapphires on her golden toes, and she thinks, oh, there's Krishna. She's looking down, but she's still seeing Krishna. And even moreover, her toenails themselves are more brilliant than millions and millions of moons. Rastakoti Indu, they say in the Radhakripa Katakshya, Rastakoti Indu, Padanguli, Padanguli, Anguli Pada, it means it's nails, Padanguli. Her toenails are Rastakoti Bahukoti Indu. They're more brilliant than millions and millions of Indu, moon beings of the moon. That means her toenails are very brilliant and very reflective and very effulgent. So also in Radharani, she looks down at her feet, her toenails, she looks at her toenails and she sees they're so brilliant, just like the mirror. When she looks at her toenails, and so when she looks, oh, she's coming for Krishna, but she feels shy. So there's one Krishna standing before her. When she looks at her feet, she sees five Krishnas on her left side and five Krishnas on her right side. She sees 10 Krishnas. As she sees Krishna's beautiful face reflected in each one of her toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 toes. So this is described here by Narada Muni, this pastime behind. Whenever you hear the names of Radha and Krishna, there's so many pastimes. That's why we call this called Premanam, or Mukhyanam, or Premanam or Mukhyanam, primary names of Krishna and Radharani. They're primary because they very quickly give prema, Raja prema, Radha Krishna prema. And why is that? Because these names are saturated with Raja Leela. Gopinath, Govinda, Shamsunda, Priyaji, Priyatam. So these are names of Radharani. These are 1,000 names. Indranila Mani Nyasta, Parapadma Shubha Shuchi. She is beautiful, Shuchi. She is Kartiki Purnamasi. She is the month of Kartik. Very direct, Kartiki. She is the month of Kartik. Purnamasi, she's the full moon day. The new moon day, Amavasya, and the remover of fears, Bayapaha. Baya means fears. And now another verse, page, that was verse 65. This is 156. Kartika Bratakar Tricha Vasana Harani Tata Jalashaya Jalatala Shila Talunivasini. Kartika Brata Kartricha. We heard previously that Radharani is Kartik. She's the month of Kartik. And here we hear Kartika Brata Kartricha. She performs the vow of Kartik Brata. Kartika Brata Kartri. She takes away material desires. Vasana Harani. Vasana means the impressions in the mind. Vasana, the desires, the vasana in the mind. Vasana. Vasana Harani. She takes away the desires, material desires, and fills us with the pure desire to serve Krishna. That's why we pray to her. When we chant Hare Krishna, we pray to Srimati Radharani. Oh, Srimati Radharani, please engage me in the service of Krishna. Oh Hara, oh Mother Radharani, oh Radharani, please engage me in the service of Kukku. It's heard a little bit of sunrise and sunset in here. That's nice, we're out there. We're out there. So that we say, Vasana Harani, Radharani takes away desires. When we're chanting the holy name for Krishna, our mantra, so we say, oh, Srimati Radharani, please engage in the service of Krishna. So to be engaged in the service of Krishna begins with having a desire to serve Krishna. So as long as we have ulterior desires or material desires, it's not possible to serve Krishna. So by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, the word Hare actually means Vasana Harani. The word Hare means Vasana Harani. As Narada Muni explained here, Vasana Harani. Srimati Radharani, who takes away material desires. So the direct thing is we're saying, oh Mother Hara, oh Srimati Radharani, please engage in the service of Krishna. So you can't engage in the service of Krishna until you have the desire to serve Krishna. And you can't have the desire to serve Krishna until you're free from material desires. And she's Vasana Harani. She takes away material desires. Jalashaya Jalatala Shila Atala Nivasana. She resides on the milk ocean, in Jalashaya and Jalatala, and on a hill, Shila Tala Nivasana. Shila Tala Nivasana. Shila Tala means the hill. So what hill is that?
Bhogiraj Dharana Ki Jai Bantiwari Ki Jai.
So when we say Shila Tala Nivasani, Nivas. She resides in Shila. Shila means rock, and Tala means pile of rock. The hill. She resides in Govardhan Hill, where she meets Gopal Raj, Sri Krishna. So here in the Radha Sahasranam, we hear two different shlokas where Radharani is glorified as the month of Kartik. She is the month of Kartik, and she also performs the Kartik Vrata. So what is the Kartik Vrata? The Kartik Vrata is mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. As I mentioned the other day, this is the handbook. You get a television, you want to know how to use it, you need the handbook. And you've got a new television. This button does this, this button does that, this button, this is remote control. So that's how to be a television, how to be a television, how to run a television. So you want to know how to be a devotee, or how to run a devotee, what button, you know, what, you know, you press the nose, what happens? And press the nose and tongue comes out. No, but you know, you, so the, how to be a devotee, how to be a devotee, what does devotee do, what does he think, how does he act? This is the handbook. So, oh, you're a devotee, okay, here's your handbook. Oh, you raise your hand like this, and you sit like this, and you speak like this, and do like this. Oh, okay. So this is the handbook on how to be a devotee. So, as Radharani performs the Kartik Vrata, and she's the greatest devotee of the Lord, so all the devotees since time immemorial that are worshippers of Radha and Krishna, they've been performing this one-month vow called Kartik Vrata. It was performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performed by Bhakti Sumanta Saraswati Bhakti Nath Thakur, and Rupa Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Vasudha Goswami, all the devotees of the Lord. And of course, we also performed the Vrata. Prabhupada instituted the Vrata in ISKCON. He made it very simple for us, as he mentioned in one purport of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada said that if I introduced all the rules and regulations, it would make your head spin around. And your head would spin around. So, but gradually we're introducing more and more rules, more and more vidhi, so that we can become purified in Krishna consciousness. The way Prabhupada introduced the Urja Vrata, or the Kartik Vrata, he made it very simple for us, because we're not so austere in the Western countries. But Prabhupada, he gleaned the essence of the Kartik Vrata. In other words, means he extracted the essence. And the essence of the Kartik Vrata is bhakti. It is a month to increase our devotion and to increase our qualification to receive the blessings of Srimati Radharani. The Radharani becomes very inclined towards someone who worships Krishna, just as Krishna becomes very inclined to someone who worships Radharani. So in Kartik Vrata, Prabhupada introduced an additional thing that we never did the rest of the year. He said, this is the Kartik Vrata. You hang one lamp in the temple, and every day you offer some candle. In the early days in New York, they didn't have so much ghee lamps and things. So he said, so they asked Prabhupada, they said, they were offering some ghee lamps to the deities, but there are many devotees coming, many guests. They said, can we buy these little boxes of birthday candles? You know, these little candles you put on the cake, a little tiny candle, no candles. He said, yeah, you can buy. So then they bought, and to all the devotees, they would pass out the candles at night, and it was the ceremony of the candles. Everybody would offer a candle to the deities, from Gaurini Thai or Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada once said, well, Prabhupada, can we have a picture of Mother Yashoda with baby Krishna? He said, you can, but it's not necessary, because this Gaurini Thai is Krishna. This, you offer the candle to Gaurini Thai or to Radha and Krishna, it's the same. So he introduced that, and he introduced the prayer by Satyavrata Muni, Damodar Astakam, 8 verses glorifying Damodar. And of course, the inner meaning of that prayer is given by Sanatana Goswami in Digdarshini Tika. And this is a prayer written by Satyavrata Muni in his ecstasy of love of Godhead. And he describes Vatsalya Bhav there, Yashoda Mayi's Vatsalya Bhav. And he also points to, in the concluding verses, he points to the pure love of Radha and Krishna. And this is the ultimate love. Namo Radhikaya Priyaya Priyaya. He says, Namo Radhikaya Priya Lila. He says, the Leelas of Radha and Krishna, Radhika Priyaya, these are the most dear, the most intimate pastimes of the Lord. So Prabhupada said, we sing this prayer and we offer a candle. And by singing this prayer, it's a prayer full of bhakti. The prayer is full of bhakti, it's full of devotion. and we're offering a lamp. And what does the lamp represent? What does the ghee lamp represent? It's supposed to represent the flame of our heart. The heart, we say, like sometimes they say, the flame of my heart burns for you. They have expressions between lovers in English. Oh, my heart burns for you. You're the flame of my heart. My heart's a flame, you know, or a flame inflamed with passion or whatever. So that's a fact. The heart is a flame, the heart flame. So this ghee lamp, when we're offering a ghee lamp to Krishna, Radharani, Radhika and Krishna, it actually represents the offering of the flame of our heart. The fire is pure. Fire is a pure thing. Fire is pure, water is pure, air is pure. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, among the purifiers, I am the wind. The wind is very purifying. You put clothes out in the wind and sun and they become purified. So these elements in themselves, they're pure elements and they become contaminated by putting things in them. Water is pure, but when you put stool in it, then it becomes impure. And fire is pure. So our heart, there's purity in our heart. There's love in our heart, and when it's purified, so actually fire, that's what we want to offer. The candle represents the flame of our heart being offered to Krishna. So that was the Kartik Vrata. You sing the Damodar Astakam, and you offer the prayer, and then you fast. You do some physical austerities. And the fasting is from Urad Dal. In the last month of Chaturmasya, we don't eat any Urad Dal. In the third month of Chaturmasya, we don't drink any milk. We take dahi. In the second month of Chaturmasya, we don't take any dahi. In the first month of Chaturmasya, we don't take any spinach. So now, third month is almost finished. No milk is there, but we're taking dahi and things like that. So in the next month, it's no Urad Dal. So that's the very minimum vrata. So Rupa Goswami explains that, actually I summarized this in here. I'll just read this. This is appreciating Sri Vrindavan Dhamma, observing the Kartik Vrata. This is a quote from the Skanda Purana. Just as there is no yuga equal to Satyuga, no scriptures equal to the Vedas, and no place of pilgrimage equal to the Ganges, there is no month equal to Kartik. Therefore, Kartik is very dear to Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavas follow all its rules with proper devotion. Kartik is also called Damodara Mas, the month of Damodara, of Hari. And these are some quotations from Mathura Mahatmyam, which is written by Sri Rupa Goswami, we are Rupanugas, we are following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Rupa Mandri. He explains that all the holy places, rivers, holy places, holy streams, holy lakes, they come to Vrindavan and reside in Vrindavan during Kartik. In other words, there's so many holy rivers. The Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Ganga, Jamuna, and there's so many holy places, Hardwar, Ayodhya, Nanasharanya, Kurukshetra, so many holy places are there. And holy lakes, Mansarovar Lake, and different places. So all the persona, the places are there, rivers are still there, but the deities, the presiding deities of these holy places, they come to Vrindavan. Just like you may have a business here in Noida, you have some factory and it's working, but then you say, I'm going on vacation, you go to Vrindavan. They say, hey, where's the in charge? This factory is run by the energy of Mr. Tata. This is Tata Steel Factory, and everyone's working for him, and he's built this place. But where's the person in charge? Oh, he's in vacation. He went to Vrindavan for 1 month. So the personifications of all these holy places, which means that's the power. The factory is important, but the real important thing is the person who's giving the power. So all those deities and all those personalities, they go to Vrindavan. They go from Kartik in Vrindavan, and they live there. So when you take bath early morning in Jamuna, between 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's early time, All these personalities are there. All the devatas are there. So many thousands and millions of sages and rishis are all there in Vrindavan. And they see you. And, oh, oh, John, Sriji's here. And they see who's taking bath, and then they're noting. And then they're like taking records and giving blessings just by glancing and looking. And you may not see them because they may not be visible. Or they may have taken human form. They may be disguised as brahmanas or sadhus. And they're there bathing in Jamuna. Worshipping Krishna in Vrindavan during Kartik places one on the same planet as Sri Krishna. If you go to Vrindavan during Kartik and you worship Krishna, what does it mean to worship Krishna? It means you go and you offer arti to the deities, or you offer ghilam to Chamasundar, or you offer some prayers, or you do prikama, that's padasevanam. Prikama is padasevanam, the fourth limb of devotional service, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. Padasevanam. So what is padasevanam? Padasevanam means to serve the Vaishnavas. Padasevanam means to do prikama. Padasevanam means to do dandavat. Right down. So these are all come under the category of padasevanam. So worshipping Krishna means to do prikama Vrindavan, do Giraj prikama, Jamuna snan, Ganga snan, give charity, worship the Dhamvasis, give charity, offer arti, like that. Chant japa, chant kirtan. So if you do that in Kartik month, you worship Krishna in Vrindavan, then what happens? You go to Krishna Loka, reside in the same planet as Krishna. By once serving Lord Damodar in Vrindavan during Kartik, one can easily attain pure devotional service to Hari. So if you go and serve Damodar, which means Krishna, in Vrindavan during Kartik, you render some kind of service, you make a garland, you buy some fruits, you do some service for Krishna, then you can easily attain Shuddha Bhakti. To they who properly bathe and worship Lord Damodar in Vrindavan and Kartik, the Lord will give them their swaroops. Swaroops. Or at least one swaroop. You'll get your swaroop. You'll attain your original spiritual form, swaroop siddhi. The Vedas and Vaishnavacharyas agree that a devotee should observe his Kartik vow in Vrindavan to receive the maximum benefit. To please Krishna and purify his existence, one should adopt the following austerities for the month of Kartik. So these are like, there's austerities of eating, there's austerities of the mind, there's austerities of devotion, different things. This is just a summary. Abstain from eating all food grains, rice, wheat, beans, dal, etc., or at least give up your favorite food articles. Every day rise during the Brahma Muhurta period, attend Mangal Arti and bathe in Yamuna. Continuously hear the holy names of Krishna and read Harikatha. Specifically the past Leela of Krishna. Daily offer a ghilam to Krishna and sing the Damodarastika prayers for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna in the temple. And meditate deeply on the meaning of the prayers and try to hear somebody explain the meaning of the Damodarastika prayers. Worship Tulsi Devi with arti and prayers and daily circumambulate Krishna's temples and Sri Vrindavan Dham and give charity to worthy Vaishnavas. In other words, there are about 100 things that are listed. And, for example, when it talks about diet, so these are secondary considerations, dietary considerations, but when one is doing a vrata, there's many things to consider. There's the purification of the body, the purification of the mind, and the purification of the heart. And on our level, we're mostly concerned with the purification of the heart. And the positioning of the heart so that we can receive the mercy of Radharani and attain prema. So we're not so much focusing on the physical austerities of some of the yogis, but they mentioned that if you can give up food grains for a whole month, that's very nice, or if you can just eat once a day, that's very nice. But basically there should be some kind of dietary restriction. So that's why I said the minimum mention is we don't eat urad dal. Urad dal is very tasty and nourishing, so we give up urad dal. But some devotees, they're just because we want to please Radharani, it's not that Radharani's so pleased if you give up your favorite food, but the idea is that by controlling your tongue, it gives more time to do bhajan. Bhajan means hearing Harikatha, speaking Harikatha, worshipping the deities, chanting Nam extra rounds, and singing these bhajans, doing parikrama of the holy places like that in Vrindavan. So we may suggest that you give up your favorite food article for a month, some abstention. In other words, you may like sweets too much, so for 1 month you give up sweets. But not only do you give up sweets, but you distribute sweets. So that makes it even better. So you like sweets too much, so you buy so many sweets, you offer to the deities and you distribute sweets to all the children and all the friends like that. So that means every day you're touching sweets and you're smelling sweets and you're distributing them. So, and because that's one point. And the second point is, of course, every day, and you see, Kartik month is a month when the devotees work really hard to get the mercy of Krishna. And they use it, and the acharyas say that just as Mother Yashoda during the Kartik month on Diwali day, when she ran after Krishna, she tried to bind him. She got so many ropes and she tried to tie him with so many ropes, and they're always 2 fingers too short. And she worked really, really hard. She worked up a big sweat. And then she was crying and she just wanted so much to bind her son. And so finally Krishna surrendered and allowed her to bind him. So it's explained by our Gaudiya Acharya that devotees come to Vrindavan, or they stay in their place if they can't come, but they enter a Vrindavan mood, make their whole life and house, they just think of Vrindavan every day. So during that month of Kartik, the devotees work up a big sweat. They work up a big sweat. They want to try to catch Krishna. They're doing austerity, they're chanting so many rounds, they're doing so many obeisances, they're going on Vrajmanda Prikama, and they're trying to increase their devotion. Lots of artis and bhajans, and they make a whole really intense schedule. Okay, I'm going to rise at this time and attend Mangalartik every day and take a bath in Yamuna every day. So many things they do. All devotional austerities, all austerities that are favorable for bhakti. That's why Vishnu Chakravartipad explained that in his Raghavart Manchandrika, that the observance of this brata means austerities and voluntarily taking on some difficulties. This is an efficient cause for bhakti. And it's analogous. He said this observing of Kartik Vrata is on the same level, or it's on par with Shravanam and Kirtanam. That's what we heard, with hearing and chanting. So by observing it, it's just like sitting and chanting and hearing and chanting about Krishna. You get so much purity and so much benefit. So it must be performed. So the more that we give, the more that we receive. The more that we try to work up a big sweat to please Radha and Krishna, Radharani during this month. So what happens is they say like this. For a whole month the devotees take on austerities and they do so much chanting and so much prayers and so much puja and donations and charity and everything. And Radharani's watching. She said, oh look, they're trying so much to please me, because it's her month. It's Radharani's month. She's the controller of this month. She's the deity of this month. She's the worshipable object of this month, or the worshipable personality of this month. And what's the nature of Radharani? She's Karunamayi. She's compassionate. So that her nature, she has compassion. She's very compassionate for the devotees. That's why we pray to Radharani to please engage in Krishna's service. They don't say, oh Krishna, please engage in Krishna on Sunday. Then there's another Ekadasi. That's the last one. It's called Uttana. I think it's called Uttana because that's when they wake up. After they've been sleeping for 4 months, they get up, Uttana. So that is very, very important. And it says that one should stay up all night and chant and perform Hari Katha and chant Hari Nam. Of course, that's the usual function of Ekadasi. But if you do that on these, so those Ekadasis are somehow or other, you can book a room in Modi guest house in Govardhan or somewhere in Vrindavan. You can, ahead of time, you know that what date that is. And you come the day before or something, and you can take vacation. But sometimes people take 6 days and they take extra days vacation in the year or whatever. So our life is for purification. We should try to become purified from this material existence, which means Kaladeshan Patra. Everything done according to Kaladeshan Patra will get maximum benefit, maximum result. That's why the acharyas are telling us, Kartik Vrata, Kartik Vrata, Kartik Vrata. It's important. So the place, you try to be in the place, the desh, Vrindavan, and Kala, the right day, Ekadasi, Purnima, Amavasya, and Patra, circumstance. What do? You stay up all night, you chant, you circumambulate the temple.
So the same way, so that you can, and you individually, you can make a different vow to yourself. Well, every day I'm going to cook an offering for my Lord, or I'm going to cook, I'm going to give up sweets, and I'm going to cook sweets for Giridhar every day. I'm going every day without fail. I'll go to take darshan of Radha Parsarthi, and I don't know if you can circumambulate like the temple here. Anyway, whatever. But so try to come to Vrindavan during this month as much as possible, and specifically Radhakund. And these things will be, you'll see great results if you perform this Kartik Vrata. This may be the first year you've ever even heard about it. And maybe the first time you'll perform it. But you should perform Kartik Vrata. All of our acharyas perform Kartik Vrata. And the main idea of Kartik Vrata is to increase our devotion. It's not to like stand on your head and eat one chickpea every day. That's not the idea. Don't get sidetracked into the idea of the physical austerity. That's the last point. The main point is to increase your devotion. How do you increase your devotion? By Harikatha, Harinam, and Sadhu Sangha. So try to associate with sadhus as much as possible. Holy devotees speaking Harikatha. And read all about all the, in the Bhagavatam, especially Nectar Devotion, all the back chapters where it talks about from chapters after chapter 30, chapter 27, 24, Nectar Devotion 24 through 35. It's all about Sakyabhava, Atalyabhava, Udipan, Alambana, Ashraya, all these different things. So read this, even though you're just starting Nectar Devotion, but you can read during this month, read about all these different rasas. Read the Bhagavatam. You can read Goswami Granthas if you have any other Goswami Granthas. This will be very pleasing to Radharani. So these, because you're all living at home, so you should write down, like you will write down, you have your daytime or you have your diaries. So you have to write down, and then you have to check off every day. I do my homework, like teachers, Zogu, you did your homework, attendance. So you write down your schedule, all the things, the 12 things you want to do every day for Krishna, or to please Radharani in this Kartik Vrata. So, Hare Krishna.